Now, we all use tools, and of course, the trick is to make sure you use the right tool for the right job. Now, you can also get large language models to use tools, which means that they are able to use computing power to solve a particular problem, just like we use a tool to do something, it can use a tool to do something. So in this video, I'm going to talk to you about large language model tool calling, show you how it works, and of course, I've got all the source code that you can go and have a look at. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, let's start with a quote. AI is a tool user. Without tools, it is nothing. With tools, it is all. This is a heavy modified quote by Thomas Carlyle that was originally talking about humans and how humans are tool users. Now, we all use tools for physical work, for example. We might use, you know, a hammer. And of course, we've got tools all the way up to heavy machinery, you know, diggers and excavators and all this kind of stuff. And we also use tools for mental work. So, you know, we can, back in the day, slide rules. And today, all up to, you know, supercomputers. Even just a handheld calculator helps us do, you know, more complicated mental arithmetic. We use tools all the time, physically and mentally. Now, if I need to perform some arithmetic, I could do it in my head or use a pencil and paper like you had to do when you were at school. But depending on the complexity, I will likely use a computer or maybe have a spreadsheet or something. And if I do it manually, then I probably will make a mistake. Now, AI models are similar. There are things they can do internally, but they often make mistakes. However, if they use a tool, then the answer will more likely be correct, assuming, of course, that it uses the tool correctly. So tool calling with large language models basically enables large language models to dynamically invoke external tools during the reasoning process. So first of all, it analyzes the query, what it's trying to answer. It then picks the appropriate tools to help it answer that. It then calls the tool, and then it incorporates the result that it gets back into its reasoning before it gives a final answer. So one thing that LLMs are quite bad at is manipulating strings. If you ask it what is cabbage backwards, then there is a good chance that the model will get it wrong. Of course, it depends on the size of the model and so on. And that's one of the reasons why that famous question of how many R's in strawberry has just stumped LLMs for so long, because they're not very good at string stuff. However, it's quite easy to build a string tool that you can plug into a large language model. So we're going to build two versions of a string tool. The first one, it just reverses a string. Whatever you ask it, it will reverse the string and that's it. It can't do anything else. And then we'll build a more complicated one that can do things like substrings and replacements and all this kind of stuff, a full string tool. But the first one is just to show you how it actually all works. So there are two parts to tool calling. There's the actual tool itself. In this case, it reverses a string. And then there's how you tell the LLM about the tool so that it can use it. So here is our string tool, the very simple one, just reverses a string. It's a standard C program. It checks that you're passing in the word reverse as the first parameter. And the reason for that is that in the full tool, you've got other functions that you can call. And then here it just goes through and just reverses the string. Okay, so I'm assuming you know a bit of C. This basically goes through and just puts out the string backwards. And that's it. So very, very simple program. Now, to use the string tool within LLM, we're going to write a Python script that calls the large language model over the API. In this case, I'm going to be using OpenAI. Now, part of the API call is you can say, this is a tool here, and you describe the tool in JSON. So here is the JSON you would use. So for example, you're saying it's a function, it's called reverse, it reverses the characters in a string, it has a parameter, that parameter is the string to reverse, you have to have that parameter, and that's it. You've given it the definition of what it needs to call the tool. So it knows there is a tool that can reverse a string, and it needs a parameter, in other words, the string to reverse. And then I include a system prompt in this Python script. So the system prompt is different to the user prompt. This always gets added on at the beginning. And we tell this, you can call string tools to inspect or transform text. Tool results come back as JSON with a result field. If you are asked to manipulate a string or a sequence of words, then only respond with the answer generated by a tool. Never answer from your own knowledge. And that stops it from trying to say, no, I can reverse the word cabbage and then getting it wrong. It says, no, no, go out and call the tool. Now, at some point during this, because we're using the OpenAI Python interface, at some point you're going to get a response that comes back here and it says, I want you to call reverse. And here's the string I want you to reverse. So basically, if we look in the interaction between the Python script and the API, if we looked and say, when I get this function calling response, I'm going to go ahead and call the right tool. So call reverse on cabbage. And that's all you need to do. So here's an example of it running. I've got this simple chat Python script. I say, what is cabbage backwards? That gets sent off to the LLM. The LLM comes back and says, oh, I want you to call the tool called reverse for me. And I want you to reverse this string cabbage. The tool says, well, this is the reverse of cabbage. That then goes back to the LLM. And the LLM finally replies with that reverse string. So the tool and the LLM have worked together to give us that reverse string. Now, the full string tool that I've got here does uppercase, lowercase, tell you the length of something, and all those functions that you see down there. And if you run string tool schema, parameter schema rather than reverse or replace, then it will output the JSON that you need to give to an LLM. So it gives you the JSON for that. So it's really easy then just to say, give me the schema, and then you put that into your API calls, and you're going to have full access to this string tool. So here is the demo of the more complicated one. So I've got chat.python. It says I loaded 10 tools from string tool. Return all the words after the word Bob. I went to the market and met Bob and his dog Rex. So I'm asking it to do some string stuff now. And you notice here the LLM is saying, okay, I'm going to do a tool call. I'm going to use split. And the split is I went to the market to meet Bob and his dog Rex. Split at the separator Bob. The tool then replies with, I went to the market and met as one string and his dog Rex as where it's been split. And then the LLM sees that reply and replies with, and his dog Rex. So it's perfectly split that string exactly where I asked it to because it used the tool to do it. Now, all the code for this is in my GitHub repository, including the simple one, which just does the reversing, and the more complicated one, which with the Python script and the string tool for each one. So go and have a look at that and take a look at the code, especially starting with the simple one, because it really is easy to understand. Okay, there you have it. Tool calling with large language models. Love to hear your thoughts about that in the comments below. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.